The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I'll turn over the two IDF agents and Bella, and then be on my way.
Boarding party, prepare to board.
The embedded jamming signal is encrypted and ready.
You think he's got a plan?
We sent him a message that we were en route.
Daddy, you know this Roger guy better than most. What do you think he's up to?
If the rebels take him, eventually they'll find out he was my snitch.
Leave the Dubot to guard the three.
Nate, keep your eye on Sheena.
Closer.
Ah!
Skip, what just happened?
A rather large tranquilizer dart found its way into his gut.
Jim, there's really loud music coming from the Mercury.
Sounds like Rogers is making his move.
Barnes, get your little drone friend ready.
Captain, kill that noise. I can't think.
Jim? It's Barnes.
No, so calm. I have balanced the phone.
You're six, Major. Got him.
You're not getting away that easily. I'm gonna blast you straight to crawl.
And now, episode 43, The Portal Run.
Kate, we gotta get down from here, now!
What did Rogers mean by a rotational departure?
We're in the belly of the Potomac.
The Potomac?
Yeah, I know it's weird. I'll explain later, but the Potomac is spinning at 45 RPM, and we're gonna depart while it's spinning. It'll give us a little slingshot effect, so we need to get secured.
Follow me. Come on, Daddy. We can use the cargo jump seats we used when we escaped from the prison.
Yeah, listen, about that.
Not now, Jim.
All personnel, prepare for departure.
Agent Nelson, is it just you?
That's a Roger, Captain. I've pressurized the refuse pit and set a timed release for an entire contents. That'll blow enough debris into the surrounding area to buy us a little time.
That should act like chaff and confuse their scanners. Time?
15 seconds to release.
Mercury, this is Alpha 1. Cargo secure. Nelson set to blow refuse pit in about 10. Depart now.
On our way.
My lord, two vehicles are detaching.
Firing solution. Now.
Scanners indicate multiple targets. Too many to isolate. I have a warning light on the refuse hold. It's been pressurized. And the outer bay doors have opened. Connecting bulkhead doors are open. We are losing pressure.
Seal all doors. Go to emergency oxygen. Get me a solution!
One large possible bogey. Locking in. Rapidly accelerating.
Fire forward proton torpedo.
One. Away!
Proton torpedo locked on.
Full power. Aft shields up.
Full power. Captain, aft shields. Not responding.
Wi-Fi. We must still be in his range. Evasive maneuvers.
Impact in 3, 2. Captain, the torpedo is off scope. It's been detonated.
I got it, Mercury. Get to that portal. I got your 6.
Thanks, Cap. I owe you one. Girl, maybe 2.
Cantina tonight. 1900 hours.
You got it. Sheena, get us to that portal.
Rogers, try your aft shields now.
Shields? 100%.
We're showing shields operable at 100%. What happened?
When I was rigging the refuse hold on the ship's computer, I left Wi-Fi a little present. Miscalculated the time by just a little, but he should be enjoying it right about now.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
I'm trying! I'm trying!
Alright, everyone. We made the portal. Remain secured until gravity restored.
Well, that's finally over. I hope all the missions aren't like that.
All the missions? Katie, do I hear my little girl changing her mind?
It's been a long time since I was your little girl, Daddy. I don't know. What made you decide to be an agent?
We were at war. It was the patriotic thing to do. Once I went on a couple of missions, I knew it was what I was meant to do. You've got skills, kiddo. They see that.
But it's like starting all over. In the SIS, I knew my job, and I was good at it. Here, on the other hand, it's a totally different world. And that's an understatement. In fact, it is a totally different world and different dimensions. Different languages, tactics, rules, weapons.
Well, you seemed to handle that laser pistol with no problem.
Yeah, I guess I did. Now you, Mr. Barnes, you've taken to this like a fish to water. You're turning into some kind of bionic man. This is all a dream come true for you.
And it can be for you, too. In Baltimore, you and Jim worked hard to protect the city. Here, you'll be working to protect the galaxy. Besides, you're a part of Homeland Security. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Earthbound cases you'll find quite rewarding.
That brings up a big problem.
And its name is Wagner.
There very well could be an arrest waiting for you.
And you.
And me. Hey, but let's not forget, we got a Space Marine Alpha team here that rescued us.
And Nelson. Good grief, did you hear what I just said?
If you had said that 2 weeks ago, I'd be checking to see what you put in your coffee.
Where is he, anyway?
Gravity established. We'll be in Baltimore in about 10 hours. We have an escort all the way, so I think we'll be pretty safe. Feel free to move about the ship. The rec lounge will be open.
Nelson's on the Batfighter. If there's trouble at Baltimore, hopefully he can help clear things up.
But that'll take at least 2 days, given the distance.
Once we get to Baltimore, Nelson can continue to the next portal, get through, and transmit from the other side. Depending upon where the Earth is in its revolution relative to the portal, it could take anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes for a signal to reach. So, we've got at least 8+ hours from getting a message back to headquarters. Jim, why did you say you'd check Katie's coffee?
About Nelson? Listen, when all of this started, he was a bumbling rookie fresh off traffic. Then Kate finds out he's really one of them.
One of who?
The IDF. When I went on my Denmark mission, I saw him at Central and learned he was an IDF agent. You just never know about some people.
I would have never guessed that your new boss is possibly a rebel spy, or even one of their leaders.
Makes me wonder how deep this rebel infiltration goes.
That was all part of my investigation. Rage's home base is on the other side of Latumas. By gaining full access to the prison, they'd have a perfect base of operations. Think of all the criminal elements they would have to draw from by controlling the prison.
Without realizing it, the IDF could be helping to man the rebel forces.
Yeah, the more people they put in prison, the bigger their army grows.
If we can retrieve any of my reports, we might have a chance.
A chance for what?
To expose the corruption in the prison.
Really? Your old reports can do all that?
Yes, that and more. Unfortunately, they were marked for Wagner's eyes only, so they're pretty much lost forever.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? You have copies, don't you?
Me? Copies? Why, that would be unprofessional.
He does have them.
Rick, is that true? Did you make copies?
I'm not sure. If I did, they'd probably be pretty valuable to you right now.
Why, you low-life...
Kate Hawk, let's not get testy.
Listen, Rogers, if you have copies of those reports, I suggest you turn them over or face the consequences.
Never said I had them.
You have them.
Katie, after all, he is a snitch. He's used to getting paid for information. All right, Rogers, if you have them, what would it take to get them from you?
If I were in possession of such valuable merchandise, I would think 5,000 units would be a fair deal.
5,000? My God, has inflation gotten that bad since I've been incarcerated?
I can't believe you, Rogers.
And don't you forget, little lady, that you still owe me a balance for your little jaunt to Latumas, which nearly got me killed. And oh, by the way, you're welcome.
For what?
For saving your hide.
You arrogant... I think the Marine Space Unit, Barnes, and Nelson all had something to do with that.
Thanks to my plan and my ship.
2,500.
What?
2,500 plus, I won't have you arrested for all the Federation violations I've seen on this ship. Take it or leave it.
Daddy, I can't believe you're actually dealing with him.
Listen, Brown Eyes, it takes a lot of units just to keep this ship spaceworthy. I expended a lot of resources on this little jaunt. Plus, I didn't get paid for the cargo I delivered. Plus, I'll never get another cargo run to Latumas, given my rather rapid and unlawful departure from there.
Getting paid for information is one thing, Rogers. Extortion is another.
Well, excuse me, Miss Smuggle Contraband, into the prison.
All right, you two, that's enough. Rogers, I agree with Kate, but you gotta do what you think is right. Will you accept Horace's offer or not?
Deal.
When we get to Baltimore, I'll make the necessary arrangements. Now, where is the data?
You'll get it when I get my money.
I didn't want to believe what I was hearing. I thought after the close call we all went through, Rogers would be a changed man. But I thought wrong. I spent the majority of our 10-hour trip catching up on things with Daddy. Barnes joined Major Witt and his squad in the rec room, sampling galactic beers and telling old war stories. I wasn't sure what would be waiting for us on Baldabar. It was useless to send out a message. We'd both get there about the same time. After arriving, my hope was that the attached Marine team would protect us, in case Wagner had a welcoming party.
Well, I didn't expect this.
It looks like business as usual. No welcoming committee with handcuffs. Nothing.
Given the various delivery times for communications, it's possible orders are on the way or were never received.
Agents, it was a pleasure. Barnes, excellent work with the drone.
Thank you, sir.
Agent Hawk, thanks for covering my six back there. I owe both of you a drink. But you'll have to take a rain check. We're catching a hop to the station. The Bat docked there for refueling and resupply. We'll drop your man Nelson off on the way back to base.
I was under the impression that he was headed home to clear up this whole mess.
He radio messaged me and said that plans had changed. He said he'd explain when he got here.
Well then, it was a pleasure meeting you, Major Witt.
Likewise, Major.
Thank you both. Barnes, keep working on that drone. It could be a great asset someday. Boris, good luck in the future.
Major, same to you.
All right, men, let's move out. We've got equipment cleaning and maintenance to do.
I wonder what Nelson is up to.
Ah, the fun never ends. Well, that was an interesting little adventure. Tell me, Kate, was it your last or the first of many?
I'm still working that one out. And you?
I'm still in. Hey, it's either this or join the circus. You know, the amazing Barnstormer controls objects with just his mind.
Somehow I can see that.
I don't know about you two, but I'm craving a shower, some decent food, and a real bed. Is Malcolm still managing this resort?
Yeah, let me take you to him.
Hey, you two go on. I'm gonna clean up and reintroduce myself to some good old Irish ale.
All right, Jim. We'll catch up with you later. Much later. Like tomorrow later.
Tomorrow. Such promise in that word now. For years, tomorrow just meant a repeat of today and yesterday. Now, well now, tomorrow brings a promise of change.
I can't even imagine how you've coped. One minute you're a fighter pilot in World War II, then you're an agent in the IDF, losing over 50 years of your life through time travel.
I guess it's like being a Baltimore police detective one day, then traveling through space the next.
Well, I guess I can identify with you. Just a little.
Horace Hawk, as I live and breathe.
Malcolm, so good to see you again, my friend.
And you too, madam.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I take it that you two had quite an adventure. Horace, congratulations on being released. I have accommodations ready for you. In fact, your old suite.
Why, Malcolm, how thoughtful of you. But I don't understand. How could you have possibly known that I was being freed?
Or that we've had quite an adventure.
They don't send out a space marina for team for nothing, Agent Hawk. And as for your release, well, you both have a visitor awaiting you in the conference room.
A visitor? Who?
This way, please.
I imagine that at some time I'll need to be debriefed on my operation. But until I get that data file from Rogers, I can't back up anything I say.
I can't believe that lowlife Rogers wouldn't give you the reports he backed up.
One thing I hope you've learned about him, he takes care of numero uno first.
Agent Horace Hall, welcome home. Kate?
Controller?
I didn't expect.
To see me here? You can thank John for that.
John?
Pierman. He contacted me saying that Wagner had ordered the destruction of your old STIP. He was suspicious and tore it apart and found your hidden file.
So you know what my true mission was. Pearman should have known, too.
He knew that you were working with Wagner on problems at the prison, but Wagner told John that you caught Kot consorting with the rebels. Wagner prosecuted, of course, and had what seemed to be irrefutable evidence.
Sir, Wagner is dirty. If you had my reports, you would know the extent of the corruption in the prison. I sent the reports to Wagner, but no one ever saw them. To me, that meant he was hiding something.
Indeed. We are, in fact, going over your reports as we speak.
How?
Rogers sent them as soon as you landed. I know. It's the last thing you would expect. And, It seems that Nelson contacted him and was able to convince him to turn over the data to me.
Nelson?
He isn't what he seems to be.
Again?
The last time we spoke about him, you discovered that he wasn't a police rookie, but an IDF agent.
All right. What is he this time?
Nelson is Wagner's right-hand man.
What?!
Kate is now left to wonder, whose side is Nelson really on? What will become of Wagner? And will Horace be able to fully clear his name? More importantly, will Kate choose to stay as an IDF agent? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Rebound.